RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, week in review, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headline. Indonesia Vice President Muhammad Yusuf Kalla says Indonesia lags behind other countries due to wrong policies. Indonesia government to import beef and salads to meet Ramadan. Now, the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Kalla says Indonesia lags behind other countries due to wrong policies. Indonesia Vice President Muhammad Yusuf Kalla said that Indonesia is lagging behind other countries in economic development because of its own wrong policies, not because it lacks capability or potential. The Vice President pointed out that if Indonesia had not spent too much money on fuel subsidies in the past 10 years, it would have earned 2,000 trillion rupiah from interest alone. If Indonesia had that huge fund, the government would have been able to build various kinds of infrastructure. Therefore, the policies must be evaluated because there have been big mistakes. Kalla underlined that Indonesia's economic growth has not been proportional to its capabilities. As a result, other countries such as Malaysia, South Korea, and China, which once had lower economic growth than Indonesia, have progressed steadily, moving ahead of Indonesia. Kalla urged that much of Indonesian citizens have kept their assets abroad. Cumulatively, they will exceed the country's national gross domestic product. Vice President Kalla appeals to television station to broadcast polite programs. Vice President Muhammad Yusuf Kalla has appealed to all national television stations to broadcast good programs that do not go overboard. In view of the Islamic fasting month of Ramadan next month, the Vice President said while speaking at the Istiqlal Mosque on Saturday, at the launch of the Indonesia Mosque Council Dakwah TV, that television station must be able to broadcast programs that propagate religion but are also entertaining. In fact, they should telecast entertainment programs which should have such message of religious propagation embedded in them. He pointed out that Indonesia is the biggest religious propagation country in the world, as Indonesia has at least 4,000 to 5,000 Islamic religious propagation programs that are broadcasted by 10 until 12 national television stations. As an influential media, television stations are expected to be able to provide good information, especially during Ramadan. European Union offers scholarships to 1,600 Indonesian students. The European Union is offering scholarships to 1,600 Indonesian students wishing to pursue higher education for master and doctorate degrees in Europe. European Union Ambassador to Indonesia in Brunei Darussalam, Vincent Guerin, said on Saturday that European Union and its member states are organizing the Scholarship Information Day to make Indonesian parents and students aware about 1,600 scholarships and possibly more. He informed that European Union member states which offer free education are Germany, Britain, France, Austria, Hungary, Ireland, the Netherlands, Poland, Spain, Sweden, and Italy. Guerin explained that hundreds of not institutes of higher learning in Europe are participating in this scholarships program. To apply for the scholarships, the students can consult representatives of the scholarships organizing committee. He observed that higher education is an important aspect of European Union and Indonesia cooperation, and therefore, the European Union warmly welcomes Indonesian students wishing to avail the best education opportunities offered by Europe. Maluku should have role in Masela Block development. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Rizal Ramli stated that Maluku must have a role in the development of the Masela Gas Block. Masela Block in southern Maluku is believed to have one of the largest gas reserves in the country with contractors, Inpex Corporation and Shell. Rizal Ramli, when giving a lecture at the University of Patimura Ambon on Saturday, said that the Masela Block project has to be the motor of area and national industrial development. Rizal Ramli pointed out that it is a good momentum to change the paradigm in natural resources in Indonesia. He added that Indonesia has to leave behind the policy of making gas merely as an export commodity. Industry has to be built to increase added value. He explained that the development of the Masela Block should be followed with the development of downstream industry to process the gas. The Masela Block is expected to be important in the nation's declining oil and gas industry as the next largest producing natural gas field. Tourism Ministry holds Indonesian Cultural Festival in Seoul. The Indonesian Tourism Affairs Ministry is now organizing a festival in Seoul, South Korea, showcasing culture and culinary arts of different Indonesian regions from 23 until 30 May 2016. The festival is being jointly organized by Conrad Hotel in Bali, Grand Hilton Hotel in Seoul, aimed at attracting South Korean tourists to Indonesia. The minister pointed out that the Indonesian culinary skill is the nation's cultural heritage. According to Arif Yahya, the Grand Hilton's general manager, Bernhard Brander, prefers Indonesian food since the menu is extensive and the taste unforgettable. The festival features a culinary menu that includes satay, gado-gado, soup, rib soup, fried rice, and chicken curry. In addition, Indonesian cakes were served, including the lapis legit, fritters, bubur sumsum or porridge, and fried bananas. The festival also featured a variety of typical dances of various regions in Indonesia. The last item, Atambua Cross-Border Festival from May to December. The Indonesian Tourism Ministry is organizing Atambua Cross-Border Festival from May to December 2016 to attract tourists from Timor Leste. Coordinating meetings about the festival were held respectively in Atambua, East Nusa Tenggara, on May 24th and in Dili, Timor Leste, on May 26. Vincentius Cimadu, an official of the Tourism Ministry, disclosed on Saturday. He added that the Timor Leste is a potential market, thanks to its geographic closeness and cultural similarity. The official hoped that the more Timor Leste tourists will cross the border into Atambua, Indonesia. He explained that border tourism makes a significant contribution to any country's tourism. In several European countries such as the Netherlands, Germany, and France, the number of tourists coming from countries that share border with them has been increasing. The official noted that Indonesia is focusing on cross-border tourism this year to attract tourists from neighboring countries such as Malaysia, Singapore, and Timor Leste.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with news from Indonesia, which presents a variety of interesting information from across the country in a week. The first news came from Banyuwangi. A total of 18 journalists from Japan will travel to Banyuwangi for a few days to promote a number of attractions in the district nicknamed the Sunrise of Java to their country. Chief Marketing Office of the Ministry of Tourism Indonesia in Japan, Naomi Takahashi in Banyuwangi, said the journalists, among others, come to Ijen Crater up to a number of beaches and tourist villages. The members of the media who do farm trip held by the Ministry of Tourism of Indonesia, among others, are from Mainichi Weekly, Globetrotter Japanese, Travel Guidebook, and Kumon Publishing. According to Naomi Takahashi, Banyuwangi is East Java, was chosen as the location because of femtrip attractions in the area are in accordance with the character of Japanese tourists who do not really like difficult terrain. They just want to drive around the city, but it can get a lot of attraction. To Naomi and people of Japan, Banyuwangi could be an alternative of new tourism object in Indonesia because of many natural attractions that can be enjoyed, from the beach, villages with unique culture, and Mount Ijen, which is famous for its blue flames. The next news comes from Gorontalo. Gorontalo Vice Governor Idris Rahim supports the journey made by the Islam Nusantara Expedition team in Gorontalo province. When receiving the team's arrival in Gorontalo on Thursday, he hoped through the expedition, the team may be able to work together with government in instilling pride in local culture and Islamic law for Muslims among the youth. The Vice Governor also wished Islam Nusantara Expedition can at the same time promote the culture of Gorontalo to attract tourists to visit the province. Islam Nusantara Expedition consisted of a dozen young men from Nahdlatul Ulama Islamic organizations. They traveled to visit 40 sites in 20 provinces in Indonesia to document the history of Islam in Indonesia, as well as straighten out the history of Islamic acculturation in the archipelago, which is considered incorrect. They will convey to the world that Indonesian Islam is far from the stigma of violence, radical, and detrimental to civilization. This expedition is to assert that Islam is not against culture. The latest news comes from Yogyakarta. Yogyakarta City Department of Transportation launched the Transport Safety Culture Movement, or Bung Slamat, as an attempt to prioritize road and traffic safety. Head of Transportation Office of Yogyakarta, Wirawan Haryo Yudo, in the sidelines of the launch of Ciwangan Bus Terminal in Yogyakarta on Wednesday, said that the movement was aimed at promoting transportation comfort and safety. He said road safety is not only determined by the driver's skill alone, but also the condition of the vehicle, compliance with the traffic signs, and the availability of supporting infrastructure. Transportation Office of Yogyakarta will follow up the launch of the movement with socialization to passenger and freight owners as well as public and motorists. That was news from Indonesia, over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with May the 29th, 1953. A beekeepers from New Zealand, Sir Edmund Percival Hillary, and his Sherpa, Tenzing Norgay, became the first two people standing on the summit of Mount Everest, the highest mountain in the world. Sir Edmund Percival Hillary was a beekeeper from Auckland, New Zealand. Mountain climbing was his hobby since childhood. This hobby has brought Hillary to be unforgettable because he was the first man who reached the summit of Everest with a Nepalese Sherpa guide, Tenzing Norgay. On May the 29, 1953, at 11:30, Edmund Hillary and Tenzing Norgay reached the summit of Everest in the Himalayas with a height of 8,848 meters above sea level, the highest point on Earth that had been climbed by humans. It was a remarkable achievement. Next is May the 29, 2003. The UN Peacekeeping Force Day is celebrated for the first time. UN Peacekeeping Force Day aims to reward those who have served in UN peacekeeping mission. The commemoration was confirmed by Resolution 57-129 of the UN General Assembly on December 11, 2002. UN Peacekeeping Force Day was first celebrated on May 29, 2003. This date marks the anniversary of the establishment of the United Nations Truce Supervision Organization in 1948, who served as a peacekeeper in the Middle East. The last is from May 29, 1996. The National Elderly Day is declared. The National Elderly Day is meant to show concern and respect for the elderly, according to Law No. 13 of 1998 on the welfare of the elderly. Elderly are people who have reached the age of 60 and over. The Indonesian National Elderly Day was officially proclaimed by President Suharto in Semarang on May 29, 1996 to honor Dr. Rajiman Wedioningrat, which in later years led the first session of Committee for Preparatory Work for Indonesian Independence. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with highlights of this week. This time, it's entitled ICIM Conference Forms International Muslim Media Alliance. Participants of the International Conference of Islamic Media, or ICIM, agreed to form the International Muslim Media Alliance, or EIMMA, with one goal: to counter against the negative news about Palestine. The term Palestinian fighters instead of Palestinian terrorists, as often used by Western media, is also an attempt to bring out the facts. From here, it needs to be expanded, as well as efforts against media propaganda, which is too partial and accuse Palestinians of being terrorists. An originator of the International Conference of Islamic Media, who is also an editor-in-chief of Indonesian Antara News Agency, A'at Surya Syafa'at, in a press conference at Wisma Antara in Jakarta on Thursday, said the International Muslim Media Alliance will be led by a collective leadership elected by consensus among its members with tenure of 3 years in the period. The establishment of the International Muslim Media Alliance contained in the Jakarta Declaration, which consists of 7 further actions of the conference. The declaration is the result of the International Conference of Islamic Media on May 25 and 26, 2016 in Jakarta. In general, points of agreement of Intermedia International Islamic Conference was to strengthen the network among Islamic media in various fields for the defense of the interests of Islam and Muslims. More specifically, cooperation, such as the exchange of news and news free of charge quoting among Islamic media, competence development of human resources of the media, and the strengthening of Islam in the media corporate. It was also agreed to strengthen the role of the media in improving public education to a growing awareness of the unity of Islam. The Islamic Media Organization is also to improve relations with various community-based organizations and the propagation of Islam and other organizations concerned with the defense of the interests of Islam and Muslims. Furthermore, the ICIM participants agreed to increase the boycott campaign against the products of pro-Zionist and advocacy for oppressed Muslim minorities. Meanwhile, experts such as Director of Middle East Monitor Base in Britain, Daud Abdullah, Imam of the Mosque of New York, United States, Sahamsi Ali, and the President of the Assembly of Negotiators of Islamic Growth in Malaysia, Muhammad Asmi bin Abdul Aziz, all agreed that the Palestinian crisis is not just a religious issue because there are 3 great religions there, namely Islam, Christian, and Judaism in Palestine. The Palestinian problem is a humanitarian issue that is the responsibility of all walks of life. Everyone should have concern for Palestinian issue. ICIM conference participants come from Indonesia and 15 other countries. All results of the International Conference of Islamic Media will be followed up on a similar conference in Turkey in the near future. Well, that was highlight of the week over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Here is the news in brief. Indonesian Vice President Kalas say Indonesia lags behind other countries due to wrong policies. Indonesian Vice President Muhammad Yusuf Kalas said that Indonesia is lagging behind other countries in economic development because of its own wrong policies, not because it lacks capability or potential. Indonesian government to import beef and salad to meet Ramadan. Vice President Muhammad Yusuf Kalla has appealed to all national television stations to broadcast good programs that do not go overboard. in view of the Islamic fasting month of Ramadan next month. European Union offers scholarships to 1,600 Indonesian students. The European Union is offering scholarships to 1,600 Indonesian students wishing to pursue higher education for master and doctorate degrees in Europe. Maluku should have role in Masela Block development. Coordinating Minister for Maritime Rizal Ramli said that Maluku must have a role in the development of the Masela Gas Block. Tourism Ministry holds Indonesia's cultural festival in Seoul. The Indonesian Tourism Affairs Ministry is now organizing a festival in Seoul, South Korea, showcasing culture and culinary arts of different Indonesian regions from 23 until 30 May 2016. Atambua Cross-Border Festival from May to December. The Indonesian Tourism Ministry is organizing Atambua Cross-Border Festival from May to December 2016 to attract tourists from Timor Leste. That was news in brief over Voice of Indonesia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder, a special segment featuring Indonesian tourism, especially tourist destinations. Today, I will introduce Curug Citambur in Cianjur, West Java. So stay tuned in RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Besides through shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voi.co.id. Indonesia is rich in natural tourist attractions, either in the form of beaches, mountains, lakes, waterfalls, and many others. One of the waterfalls that you should visit is Citambur in Karangjaya, Pasir Kuda di sub-district Cianjur, West Java. Citambur Waterfall is the highest waterfall in West Java with a height of approximately 100 meters. There are two versions of why the waterfall is called Curug Citambur. The first version is that since the days gone by, Citambur Curug was included in the kingdom of Tanjung Kanginan with a king named Prabu Tanjung Pagelaran. When the king was going to take a shower in the waterfall, it was always marked by the sound of drum beaten by the king's guard, the sound of the thumb of percussion musical instrument or tambur in the local language, could be heard pretty far away, so residents of Pasir Kuda called the waterfall or Curug Citambur or drumming water. While the second version is derived from the sound of the waterfall itself that falls into the pool underneath it, which sounds like a drum or tambur. Citambur Curug Waterfall is about 40 kilometers from Ciwidey districts to the south. So if you are from Bandung, take the south direction to Ciwidey districts. After reaching Ranca Bali Tea Plantation, you will find the turnpike. Take the road leading to the Sinumbrat Tea Plantation. The journey from the plantation through Cibelah village in Ranca Bali to Karangjaya takes about 1.5 hours. Here you will pass the road which is still quite good, then next you will pass a rocky road and sometimes with holes. Arriving at the village office of Karangjaya, which is the entrance of Chitambur Waterfall, you will see the parking lot, and from there, you will have to walk tens of meters to get to the waterfall. After arriving at the sites, in addition to finding the view around Chitambur Waterfall, you can also enjoy the beauty that is around it. You cannot stand under the waterfall, however, because with such heights, automatically the water that hit the ground will be very, very hard. So visitors usually enjoy the freshness of waterfall through the splash around. In the river basin under the waterfall, if you do not want to get wet, you can enjoy the beauty of this waterfall on the banks of the river in the company of wild birds chirping sound and the green of trees that grow around the waterfall. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder featuring Curug Chitambur in Cianjur, West Java Province.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is a Airport Service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany, a regular segment featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including arts and culture, customs and traditions, technology and environment, even lifestyle. Today's edition will be discussing heads of museum in Indonesia's meeting in Bali. Besides via shortwave, you can also listen to this program through www.voi.co.id. A total of 300 heads of museums in Indonesia will attend a national meeting to be held 2016 on May 30 until June 2nd, 2016 in Bali. This meeting will discuss various issues of museum in Indonesia. Until March 2016, it is recorded that Indonesia has 416 museums managed by government and private companies. Director General of Culture, Ministry of Education and Culture, Hilmar Farid, said that the number should be in line with complete collection of museums, valid information, infrastructure, and smart and creative human resources. According to Hilmar Farid, the museum is a place that plays a role in the education and entertainment. Museums should be able to give pleasure to visitors. Therefore, pleasant public programs are needed to make people interested in visiting the museum. He added that the museum in Indonesia should be developed and more qualified. It is a challenge for all parties. Director of Cultural Heritage and Museums Preservation, Directorate General of Culture, Ministry of Education and Culture, Hari Widianto, wished museum in Indonesia can be of an international scale. According to him, the thing to note is improvement of the museum management and revitalization of the museum to attract visitors. Museums managed by the government should be developed as those managed by private companies, so that the number of visitors would increase. Such as the Wild Museum and Transport Museum in East Java, which are crowded with visitors despite the expensive admission price. The National Museum meeting is expected to provide new knowledge and sharing of experiences on how to manage and develop museums in Indonesia. The the national meeting in Bali theme Realizing the Ecosystem Museum with National Character and Personality is being held by the Ministry of Education and Culture in cooperation with the Association of Indonesian Museum and the Provincial Government of Bali. The meeting will discuss the existing problems of the museum and find solutions, such as the application of digital technology, improving the image of the museum, and public involvement in the development of the museum. End of Miscellany for today. We will meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs. From the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters and also emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. And now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Dr. S.S. Bhattacharya in India. He was listening to our broadcast on February 7, 2016 at 1300 hours to 1355 hours UTC through frequency of 9525 kHz and the SIO was 433. But unfortunately, he told that the signal was weak. Hello, Dr. S.S. Bhattacharya, how are you? We are really glad to receive your email, dated May 18, 2016. Overall, based on your reception report, we can see that our broadcast can be monitored well in your country. As your request, we will enroll you in our mailing list. For the QSL card, we have sent it to you some time ago. Have you received it? Because usually, if the QSL card is not delivered to a listener, it will return to our office again. But please don't worry, because we will check it out. And as your information, if you want to send your reception report, please send to voi.english@gmail.com. Well, Dr. S.S. Bhattacharya, we are looking forward to receiving your next email. Thank you very much. And before we read another email, we will play a beautiful song. This song is also for our regular listeners wherever you are. Enjoy the song.
Tiada tempat mengadu, oh, iman di dada yang membuatku mampu selalu tabah menjalani malam-malam aku sendiri tanpa cintamu lagi. Oh, 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 oh. Hanya satu keyakinanku, bintang kan bersinar menerpa hidupku.
Listener, now we will reply an email from Fahri in Pekanbaru, Sumatra, Indonesia. He was listening to our broadcast in English program through 31 meter band on March 30th, 2016 at 10:30 hours to 10:55 hours and the frequency of 9525 kHz with simple 44444. Hello, Mr. Fahri. Thank you very much for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. As your request, we have sent our QSL card to your home some time ago. Because our QSL card has not changed yet, so we are really sorry for not sending it to you again. And as information, if you want to send your reception report, please send it to voi.english@gmail.com. Thank you. Well, Mr. Fahri, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report. Well, listener, wherever you are, we'll play a beautiful song just for you. Enjoy the song.
Yang hitam terurai, seribu cemara seolah menderai, seribu duka nestapa di wajah nan ayu, seribu luka yang nyeri di dalam dadaku. Tinggal
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag, broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply a comment from Hideaki Ishida in Japan. Hello, Mr. Hideaki Ishida, we have received your email and also your reception report, but unfortunately, the reception report is not a report of our broadcast. It was about Thai's broadcast. Our radio name is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. You can tune in our radio through a frequency of 9525 kHz or through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. And you can send your email to voi.english@gmail.com. Thank you. Well, Hideaki Ishida, we are waiting for your next email and certainly with your reception report. Listeners who are listening to our radio now, we'll play a beautiful song special for you. Let's check it out.
Kukenang dirimu waktu kau di sampingku. Ku ucapkan janji setiaku kepadamu, kepadamu sayangku ini. Tak pernah kusangka janji tak terpenuhi. Pengertianmu selalu kuharapkan, oh sayang, 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 oh sayangku. Semuanya ini menimpamu karena
karena aku badai.
Listener, actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. We want to say thank you for listeners who have liked and also visited our official Facebook fan pages. Thank you for visiting our Facebook fan pages and for being our regular listeners. And we also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110 Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia. Or you can also follow our Twitter @VoiIndonesia. You can also join our Instagram, Voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we'll play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Ania Sana. Thank you for listening, and we'll meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag. Bye-bye.
Kedamaian yang ada, tak. sebentar saja.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Tak pernah terbayangkan dalam kegelapan menakutkan. Tersentak ku terdiam galau dalam keheningan menyesakkan. Tanpa harapan untuk bertahan menyedihkan bagai akhir kehidupan. Impian hilang, hilang. Tak ada lagi damai dalam kehampaan. Semua gelap terpaku. Tenggelam karam dalam perasaan semua hitam. Akankah terus kau singkirkan menyakitkan bagai bulan tanpa malam kemarau. Dia dengan ketulusan, tataplah dia dengan senyuman. Yang dia butuhkan syair kesejukan, bukan hinaan dan cipiran. Buka mata.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
suatu masa.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.